Part 21, Obey and Abide. Jesus said, "If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love." John 15, verse 10. In our former meditation, reference was made to the entrance into a life of rest and strength, which has often come through a true insight into the personal love of Christ, and the assurance that love indeed meant that he would keep the soul. In connection with that transaction, and the faith that sees and accepts it, the word surrender or consecration is frequently used. The soul sees that it cannot claim the keeping of this wonderful love unless it yields itself to a life of entire obedience. It sees too that the faith that can trust Christ for keeping from sinning must prove its sincerity by venturing at once to trust him for strength to obey. In that faith, it dares to give up and cut off everything that has hitherto hindered it, and to promise and expect to live a life that is well pleasing to God. This is the thought that we have here and now in our Saviour's teaching. After having in the words, "Abide in my love," spoken of a life of his love as a necessity, because it is at once a possibility and an obligation, he then states what its one condition is. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. This is surely not meant to close the door to the abode of his love which he's just opened up. Not in the most distant way does it suggest the thought which some are too ready to entertain, that we cannot keep his commandments, that we cannot abide in his love. No, the precept is a promise. And so the instruction as to the way through this open door points to no unattainable ideal. The love that invites to her blessed abode reaches out her hand and enables us to keep the commandments. Oh, let us not fear in the strength of our ascended Lord to take the vow of obedience and give ourselves to the keeping of his commandments through his will, loved and done, lies the path to his love. Only let us understand well what it means. It refers to our performance of all that we know to be God's will. There may be things doubtful of which we are not sure. A sin of ignorance has still the nature of sin in it. There may be involuntary sins which rise up in the flesh, which we cannot control or overcome. But with regard to these, God will deal in due time in the way of searching and humbling. And if we are simple and faithful, he will give us a larger deliverance than we dare expect. But all this may be found in a truly obedient soul. Obedience has reference to the positive keeping of the commandments of our Lord and the performance of his will in everything in which we know it. This is a possible degree of grace, and it is the acceptance in Christ's strength of such obedience as the purpose of the heart of which our Saviour speaks here. Faith in Christ as our vine is his enabling and sanctifying power, and it fits us for this obedience of faith and secures a life of abiding in his love. Jesus said, "If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love." It is the heavenly vine unfolding the mystery of the life that he gives. It is to those abiding in him to whom he opens the secret of that full abiding in his love. It is the wholehearted surrender in everything to do his will that gives access to a life in the abiding enjoyment of his love. Obey and abide. Gracious Lord, Oh, teach me this lesson, that it is only through knowing your will that one can know your heart, and only through doing that will that one can abide in your love. Oh, Lord, teach me that, as worthless as it is to do things in my own strength, so essential and absolutely indispensable is the doing of faith in thy strength, if I would abide in thy